In terms of the Mets, that to me was the bigger story because you had a lot in that game that I thought was interesting. One, falling behind 3-0, you know, with a fan base that's starving for better baseball. And again, you don't get a good start from your ace pitcher in Kodai Senga. But I thought the fight this team showed up and down the order, specifically the bottom half, really did the job. And that team got a win, really one that they needed to bounce back from the loss in Atlanta.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. There was a lot of talk about how they kind of blew the last game in Atlanta. And you mentioned, and I got to give you your props, that when you go up 2-0, you expect to put the knife in them. They didn't. They ended up losing that game. And then they go down, in reference to last night, you know, they're down 3, but they rally, right? And I don't know how much of the delay had to do with it, but they did respond after that. So credit the Mets, man. I thought it was, I think it was telling because you thought you expected more out of Senga. They didn't give it to you. But when you have McNeil and Turner and all these other guys really produce at the level they were able to, man, it was a good night to be a Met.
Yeah, and Mark Vientos, who continues to hit the bat. And you're right when you talk about, you know, they're down 3-0. The starter's not doing the job. The bullpen has been much maligned recently. And you've got to be thinking, wow, here we go again with this. And I know Andrew brought up a couple of pitchers that can pitch tonight for sure. But just, to me, it's more how many nights can you go by relying on the guys in the pen to get, you know, I only say 9, 12, 13, 14, last night 15 outs. It's hard. It's hard to do that on a consistent basis. But they did it last night. The big key now is, you know, this is a 3-game series. They won them while everyone can be annoyed, like I was, with the loss Sunday. Ultimately, they did take 2 of 3 in Atlanta. Go get tonight, and ultimately, you will have won this series, too. To me, while you want to win every game for sure, win your series. If you win your series from this point forward, you know, going into and through September, they will be a playoff team. Because if you can play 600 baseball, they will get where they need to be. So don't fool around. Go out tonight. Get the win. Maybe Sean Manaea can give you some length tonight and can kind of find it. And I think people will feel better about this team even more so tomorrow.
What do you think Mendoza's most pressed about? The pitching or?
Wow. You mean his biggest concern?
Correct.
There's a lot. I mean, it's the
bullpen. For me, it would be the bullpen.
The bullpen's a concern. You know, Nolan McLean has been really good. His 2 starts, but it's 2 starts, so I can't. Like, get to the point where I feel like I'm relying on the kid yet. I think you're really concerned with Senga and Manaea. I don't know how you couldn't be. I would be, even though he was good last time out and gave you some length, you know, Clay Holmes is still in uncharted territory by being a starter this late in the season. I would be slightly concerned about that. I would be concerned about, you know, hitting with runners in scoring position, though they did it last
night. They did great.
That's been a major problem all season long. I would be concerned about the catching position. There's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, now, is there a lot that's good? Yes. Mark Vientos is really hitting the baseball again. Juan Soto got on base a million times last night. You know, Francisco Lindor, while 0 for 6 last night, has been fantastic of late for the last, you know, 4 weeks or so.
Yeah, and to your point with Lindor, it looks like the injury is behind him.
Yes, I would agree. I 100% agree with that. So there, while I can pick a lot of good things, the problem is I'm still stuck on a lot of things. When you ask me the question, what are you most concerned at? Throw them in a hat. Yeah. They're all, to me, a big concern with this team. Gio said something on Friday with Boomer. He said, what are the Mets good at right now?
That's a great question.
And what he meant by that is consistently good. Like, you're going to go to the ballpark. What do you know that you're going to get from them? Now, I could tell you, you know, Francisco Lindor's had, in the past, he's the most dominant shortstop fielding-wise in the game. This year's been a little shaky at times. He hasn't been himself. But I would say prior to this year, if you asked me what do they do consistently well, I know I'm going to the ballpark. I'm going to see Francisco Lindor play his ass off at shortstop. If I asked you right now, you're going to the park tonight. What do you know the Mets are going to do well at? What are they good at?
Give you a heart attack.
That's not a good answer.
I mean, they are. Like, listen, they were able to score 21 runs over the weekend against the Braves, right? And so
but then scored 2 against a guy who had an ERA of 7.
Exactly. That's where I'm going. So, like, it's hard to kind of put your hat on what's that one thing. But then they was able to rally last night and really get it done with runners in scoring position. So I don't know where do you put your hat at other than that they've showed grit. And they're going to give you a show. Either it's going to end bad or good, but you're going to get a show by some degree.
And I think what you just said is right. They have shown in the past, you used the word grit. I can say they've shown that they can be productive. And if they can get on a roll, they clearly can do it. We've seen it. Yeah. We saw what they did last year. And it's largely the same makeup of the team, adding Soto into the mix too. That would be the glass half full, as we've seen it before. And if this team got going and ever clicked on all cylinders, they can scare a lot of teams. And that's it. I think that's what you hang your hat on.
That's the only thing I could think of.
And they got to get there first.
But they got to win tonight too.
Oh, I agree. They got to get one. Got to get tonight or tomorrow. You got to win one of these next two games and win the series, and you'll feel pretty good about it. The other story that it came out about, I don't know, an hour ago or so. The Giants are indeed waiving Tommy DeVito. I can't, in any circumstance, believe he's going to end up on the practice squad.
Yeah, but Figs made a good point. If you're the Jets, go get him.
Any team that needs a backup quarterback. Kid,
you know he's competent enough to play the position. He's a good backup. Can he win you two or three games? That's what you're really asking
for.
I think he can, too. Especially for a team if you're in the New York Jets who just let go of Adrian Martinez. Tyrod Taylor's still been out all the preseason dealing with an E. He's 35 years old, by the way. And you're putting the whole season on Justin Fields. Right? Like, you're going to... God forbid Justin Fields gets dinged, you're going to need a guy who can buy you some time until you get Fields back on the field and healthy. So, if I'm Tommy D, whoever that guy that walks around with the fedora, tell him to call Glenn Amuji.
Call over to Florham Park. Though they could be interested in Mike White being let go by Buffalo. That's possible, too. And then you wonder, as the cuts go, is it 4 o'clock today? So the official deadline for all these cuts.
It's a rough day for a lot of ball players, man.
Yeah, as we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, it's rough.
It's a very tough day, you would think. And I'm sure there's a lot of guys right now just hoping their phone doesn't ring.
Not even that. There's a lot of that, too. And there's a lot of guys who are, you know, walking into airports not knowing what tomorrow's going to look like. And that's, you know.
Or if their career's over.
Correct.
Is there another quarterback of substance that you think would be available today? Other than Mike White and
Tommy DeVito? Well, I know the Lions let go of Hendon Hooker. They dropped him. Why did you just laugh? Why? Because I said
that's
Hooker.
Good. No, I mean it's not exactly.
Well, he's not a big name, but he's okay. I liked him. I liked him in college.
I have a question for you.
Yeah,
a question. How is it? I understand the NFL is a little bit better than college. I get that. How is it that a guy can look so dominant?
I know.
In college, and then be a backup in the NFL, and when he gets his chance, look like a deer in headlights?
Yeah. I don't know, man. So many guys, I think, fall into that position where they feel like they can be the difference. And when the game seems bigger than them, they lose confidence in themselves. It happens all the time. I thought he was going to be good. I did. It just didn't happen for him, unfortunately.
And then you've got guys like a Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Or like a Brock Purdy, who are thought so little of by everybody. And I'm really hoping that's Shedeur Sanders, too. I really hope that he gets a chance somewhere and plays really well. But you've got those two guys that are just great examples of not thinking anything of, and when they got their chance, not only didn't look like a deer in headlights, they grabbed it by the you-know-whats and ran with it, won to the Hall of Fame.
But that's why I think that's why Jackson Dart has had so much success this preseason. I mean, the kid hasn't thrown an interception. I think he's thrown for over 370, he's thrown 372 yards, 3 touchdowns. Like, he looks like, man, this guy looks like he started week one. But it's because he doesn't have to come and be the guy right away.
True.
All he has to do is just be Jackson Dart. He knows there's two veteran guys who are more than capable to lead in the charge. He just has to be a competent rookie and show that he can play at that level. So that's why I think he's had so much early success. And that's why I'm worried about the Giants, because don't get itchy about this, right? Like, I'm glad he's...
Oh, about trying to get him in too soon.
He showed poise. He's confident throwing the ball. You know, they talked about his effectiveness and efficiency and being a leader and all that swag and moxie he has. Good. You drafted good. Stay there. Keep the Lambo in the garage, right? Like, you need a field general, Russell Wilson, and you need some veteran guys out there to get you through this tough month of March. Don't feel like you have to get him out there because, Jerry, you know, like I know, if you do go to him early and he doesn't pan out, where do you turn?
Well, you get fired.
Boom.
Now, that said, a lot of this will be on Russell Wilson. I mean, if Russell Wilson plays well...
But give Russ 6 games at least.
Yeah, well, it depends on how those games go. I mean, if they're 0-4 and they look like crap, they are going to make it. Now, I think with you said yesterday, you think they go to Jameis Winston first.
Yeah, I think
the season's salvageable still.
Right.
I think at 0-4 and not playing well, I don't think it matters. I think the season. I think that's when they go to him.
Yeah, but I don't think 0-4 cancels you out the season. I don't think that erases you.
No, but it's hard to come back 100%. From that. 100%. You know? And
if, I know it's a tough division. I get all that. But nevertheless, I don't think that. I think once you go to a young guy that early, you're telling the rest of the team, let's start preparing for this.
I don't think there's any question about it. Yeah. There were players in the Giant locker room back in 04 when they went to Eli that were not happy about it. You know, they were 5-4. And again, I said this yesterday or 2 days ago. Kurt Warner, while they were 5, kind of similar to Justin Fields in a way. Justin Fields was 4-2 and lost his job last year to Russell Wilson. Kurt Warner and the Giants were 5-4. That system, though, wasn't what Warner was doing with the Rams. It just wasn't. Mm-hmm. And while they were winning, it didn't feel great.
Clunky.
It was. And mm-hmm. I really do think the thinking inside the Giants was, this is nice. We're 5-4. We're not winning, though. Like we know long, we're not winning this season the way this looks.
Yep.
Make the move. I am with you. Let the kid sit. Some want him to play immediately. I think it's a good thing that he's going to sit, and you've got two capable quarterbacks in front of him.
Yeah, I just don't want the Giants to rush the recipe, right? Like, you got an opportunity in a division where a lot of people aren't thinking highly of you. But as I stated, I think the defense is going to be a lot better. I think the offensive line is better. I think you have two studs and Malik Nabers. I think Theo Johnson is going to be good for him. I think the kid Miller, if he can become a legit third down receiver for them. The run game, I think, with Tracy, like, there's a lot of hope and potential there. Things start clicking for you, or if they don't, I still don't feel the need to throw him out there right away. Kind of let this thing manifest and preserve Jackson Dart until you build this roster up when it's ready for him.